AM. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll start with our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475311 through 475358, warrants 8357 through 8360, for transfers or journal entries.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from March 25th, 2024. Is there any questions?
No questions?
Nope.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for March 25th, 2024 minutes to be approved.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 25th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Our next item we have is our field dirt agreement for Todd and Donna Lawrence. The cover sheet says Don, but it should be Donna Lawrence, husband and wife.
Good morning.
Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good.
With us this morning, we have Mr. Devin Huff, our Road and Bridge Administrator.
I see it's unlimited.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Todd and Donna Lawrence.
Second, Todd and Donna Lawrence.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have grant a permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for Matthew R. and Christina Smith.
Devin, is this unlimited also?
No, this is a right-of-way agreement.
Oh, I'm sorry, right-of-way.
It'd be for the additional right-of-way. We need to replace a old hand-laid box culvert.
It's perpetual.
Permanent and perpetual.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Matthew R. and Christina Smith.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Our next agreement we have here this morning is an agreement for tactical equipment, file number 24-021S for Sheriff. With us, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. The agreement we have this morning is a contract between Atlantic Diving Supply Incorporated and Taney County, Missouri. Fill us in on what exactly the purchase is here, Sheriff. Obviously, we have the agreement. But
right, so this purchase is for
replacement of our tactical vest for the SRT team. Those vests, just like our concealable body armor, it expires every 5 years. So we're at the end of that 5-year cycle, and it's time to replace it.
Okay. Is there any questions on this one?
I don't have any questions at all.
No, ma'am. We do have a letter from our attorney dated March 27th, 2024, Mr. Elliott, approving due to agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for tactical equipment buying between Taney County and Atlantic Diving Supply Incorporated, doing business as ADS Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next order of business, we have the addendum to agreement for autopsy and toxicology services, file number 240-037, coroner. With us, we have Mr. Tony Mullen, Taney County Coroner.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
Do you know if when we go out for bid for this, is this the only place that has that bids?
Well, it's the only place that's reasonably close enough for us to, that accommodates us. There's Kansas City, Jefferson City, and St. Louis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the past we've talked about, I mean, we go to the majority of those autopsies. Sheriff's Office sends people sometimes, Branson PD sends people. It's just not feasible for us to drive to Kansas City to get autopsies done.
Yeah, I think we've been through this quite a few different times, and then after we got the agreement and stuff cleared up a couple of years ago, it's been...
Yeah. This is just a basic price increase. It's been over 5 years since they've increased any prices, and you'll see on Exhibit A, number 3 there, the drug panel's increased by $100, but we continually have to adjust that basic panel that we test for because the drugs are continually changing in the area. And then Exhibit A, number 1, that's just an increase in the overall autopsy toxicology combination that we do on the majority of people. So,
when you looked at these price increases, did you actually compare it to our agreement with them, last agreement?
Yeah, and you see the comparison there on Exhibit A. Do you have that?
I don't have exhibit A.
Well, I'm just looking at the attorney's letter where he says that the prices are different than what the agreement was.
Yeah, this is an increase over last year, so this is a current increase.
The prices that they're quoting, what it was, are not what he's showing that it was.
I don't know about that. They've given me the 2023 and the 2024 prices.
Okay.
And those are obviously different, so...
But even with that, if it's not correct on the statement, I see no problem if it is the best place for us to take them to at this time. Any comments on that?
No, I'm satisfied that it's a good statement. And I'm looking at the 2023 prices comparatively. And yes, our attorney does reference a certain line in there where... It doesn't. It was stated at $850, and it didn't show the $1,150. But the Exhibit A that he has presented shows the $1,150 on Exhibit A. So I have a feeling the $850 is probably from the original contract of when it went out for bid or entered into contract years ago, and that schedule had not been updated until 2023 would be what I would think is what we're dealing with.
Okay.
I think that's correct. I think that $850 price was from 5 or 6 years ago, honestly. And then
and possibly what we had on file had not been updated.
Yes.
All that state, I move to approve the addendum to agreement for autopsy and technology services, file number 24-037, doing Southwest Missouri Forensics LLC, doing business as Southwest Forensics Consultant in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next item on our agenda is the Bastion Service License Agreement, file number 24-024, recorder. With us, we have Taney County Recorder, Ms. Jody Stahl.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. We did receive an updated letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, this morning. If everyone had a chance to review that. Are you aware of that as well, that the all questions that have been answered through our IT had made correspondence through Mr. Elliott, and from what it appears on my side, all questions have been answered and approved on our side at this point?
Okay. Yes, I am aware.
Okay.
And I don't have any other questions either. It looks good to me.
Are the proposed revisions already built into this?
At the back, there is
Schedule A.
Schedule A has the revised. Sorry, yep. This microphone is.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Move to approve the. Is it Bastion or
Bastion?
Bastion. Move to approve the Bastion Software License Agreement by and between Taney County and. Would it be Fiddler?
Fiddler.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look for it on the usually it's on our paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And Fiddler Technologies?
Yes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Awesome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Next, we have an agreement for equipment trailer, file number 24-036, Roden Bridge. With us once again, we have Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
The purchase of this trailer, can you give us kind of an update?
It's going to be a detachable neck trailer to haul heavy equipment up to 70,000 UDWR.
And this is to replace a current trailer that has been taken out of service, correct?
Correct. Correct.
You guys have any questions?
No.
Good. Move to approve the agreement for equipment trailer buying between Pitts Enterprises Incorporated and or Monday Trailers Equipment in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have agreement for corrugated steel culverts, 2024 file number 24-038, Roden Bridge. This is one that we did the bid award last week.
Move to approve the agreement between Vibronc Sales and Service, LLC, and Taney County. For corrugated steel culverts, file number 24-038. 38RB.